Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday the 29th of March. From Sweden comes evidence of what happens when profit-led inflation is actually tackled. Supermarkets are cutting prices aggressively after growing concerns about the extent of recent price increases. This is not just lower food price inflation, but outright deflation. Prices are reversing, and presumably profit margins will become more normal. Last month, something similar happened in Norway. And of course, in a number of developed economies, food prices have been held in check by consumers' refusal to accept the stories that retailers are telling. Living in a pricing power fairy tale is not inevitable. Consumers do not have to believe everything that they are told. UK February consumer credit data is due. Credit numbers are going to assume heightened importance globally in the coming months as investors scramble to learn what is happening with bank lending standards. It's worth noting that credit, at least credit card credit, might lag the tightening of lending standards. It's less likely that credit limits will be cut, more probable that credit limits will stop increasing. Unused credit card limit can then create an illusion of spending power for a while, until the limit is actually hit. It's the Wile E. Coyote effect, running off the edge of the cliff until the absence of supporting credit suddenly becomes apparent. We cannot say with any certainty what is going to happen with lending standards at this stage, but there are perhaps more grounds to err towards the optimistic than the pessimistic side of the argument. US pending home sales are due. There has been some signs of stabilisation in the US property market of late after the significant damage done by US Federal Reserve Chair Powell's fanatical hike, hike, hike strategy. Of course, this data will predate the recent banking system strains. On a quiet day for data releases, geopolitical tensions may get some attention in financial markets. Beijing has suggested that the visit of Taiwanese leader Tsai to the United States would be seen as a, quote, serious provocation. That's all for today. Have a good day.